You are listening to Get Spirited with Jonas Pearson. Hi, I'm Jonas, a professional evidential editor. Thank you for joining me for inspiration, revelations, validations, and love from the spirited side of life. My greatest development that led to finally accepting myself as an editor occurred while mourning the death of my brother Perry in 2015. Since then, Spirit has encouraged me to share their insight while not bypassing the important human component of healing and spiritual growth. So we'll dive deep into all of it here, and with me, I hope you find a greater connection to Spirit and your own spirit, open to peace, joy, and all the fulfillment of life that Spirit intends for you. Hey guys, it's Jonas, here with a bit of an announcement today as Rachel, our former lead executive medium, has decided to step down to pursue her true passion, which is accounting. So from here on out, all of our taxes will be filed by her, and I will be taking over as the lead medium, podcast host, all that good stuff. So today I wanted to talk about spirit stuff, I guess. I don't know, I didn't really think this far into this. Good God, how does she fill up an entire half hour of just pretty much just her talking? I mean, good Lord, there's so much I've edited out of every episode of her just going off on tangents. I say what you will about the lady, but she is absolutely motivated to speak what's on her mind. But yeah, so spirits are weird, right? I mean, one day my mom was just, you know, like a normal person, and the next she decided to just start doing crazy people stuff. You know, I joke a lot about that, but I really do have a respect for what she does. It's hard to be such a spiritual guru, and also, coming from experience, just customer service in general is a hard job. Anyone that works retail can tell you. Retail and fast food are the two big ones for that, but I really don't know how she fills up this space. I mean, I'm only 2 minutes 22 seconds in, and I already don't know what to talk about anymore. I mean, originally I felt like as soon as I started recording I'd figure out what to say, but nope, still as lost as ever. See, this is why in every single episode I'm and yeah, that makes sense. Because whenever I'm put under the spotlight, I absolutely fumble. So I guess I'll just talk about I got a new dog. I'm not sure if I've told you guys about that yet, but I got a new dog. Her name is Nikki. I was just on a live stream with my mom where we showed her off proper. Yeah, her name is Nikki. She's a little Scotty Terror. A little Scotty Terror. Well, we think she's Scotty. She's a breed. We got her a rescue, but she's a breed, and that's mostly Scotty and part lab, I believe. At least that's what you get from looking at her face. She is a just beautiful dog. Super cuddly. Like my friend was over the other day, and it was the first time she saw someone outside of, you know, at the shelter. And she went right up to him, got on his lap, rolled over. It was adorable. She is an absolute sweetheart. I've actually sat most of the recent times I've been editing or working for my mom in any other way, she's been on my lap as a good work companion. She really is a great dog. I wonder if she could see spirits. In any case, she'd probably be better at this than me. But well, that's not just That's not very surprising, considering she's just the best. Another thought I had about the podcast is that what a lot of people hate about the original is the, you know, the conversation aspect of it, the back and forth between me and my mom. So I feel like having just me on here works a lot better. It's a lot easier to edit, better control the situation, you know. It just makes things a lot simpler overall. That was a terrible way of putting that. Another thing I think people really hated about the original was how professional we sounded. So I don't think I'm gonna be I think I'm gonna leave everything in here, all my ums and ahs and awkward pauses, just to really give you the full experience of some dork in a studio apartment talking to himself. I mean, that's pretty awkward right now. I'm not a very charismatic person. Anyone that's met me can attest to that. My girlfriend knows that, you know, put me in a room with anyone I don't know, and it takes me about 30 seconds before I don't know what to say already to them. I'm an absolute awkward mess, but at least you all seem to enjoy me on the podcast, so that's something, I guess. I mean, a lot of that charisma just comes from, well, one, me not talking a lot, and two, me not being the center of attention. Because as soon as you put me, like public speaking, I can't do very well. I could never be a public speaker. It's why I haven't run for president yet. You know, if I really wanted to make this episode interesting, I could talk about Spirit's political beliefs. I don't even know what that means. I thought that would be funnier as I said it, but it was not. You know, I don't know how much longer to go on with this, considering that I've already talked about everything I already thought to talk about, and then went on for another 5 minutes. You know, it really is a shame what happened to movie theaters after COVID. Like, that used to be the cornerstone of, you know, pop culture, teenage culture, and now it seems like all the movies coming out I feel like they're the same cast, the same basic plot, the same, like, you, it's a lot safer to go into a movie theater now, because now you know exactly what you're getting into, but it's also so much more boring, because there are no good movies coming out. Well, there have been a few good ones, like, I recently watched Everything Everywhere All at Once with my parents not too long ago, and oh my good lord, that's a good movie. Outside of that, I can't think of too many good, you know, butts and seats style movies. You know, just real big blockbusters that you have to see. Another problem with going to movie theaters is, I think, you know, post-COVID, it's weird. Everyone, like, it felt like before all that, the theater felt like a sacred space. You know, you go in there, everyone's real quiet, everyone sits still. There's no phones that are going off. Everyone knows how to axe. And by axe, I mean everyone knows how to just shut up, eat their stuff, eat their snacks, eat their popcorn, and just watch the screen. No one's distracted, and there's nothing to come between you and the director's vision, not to sound like too much of a snobby movie critic with this. But I really do feel like it takes away so much from the experience when someone's not paying attention, because the whole reason you're at the movie theater is to see a movie. But now half the time I go, there's some kid in there that doesn't know how to act right, and there's someone on their phone, and it's just... theaters just used to be a sacred space. I don't know, maybe I'm just getting to be too much of an old man about this. Oh, Godzilla Minus One, that's another movie that was really good. I went and saw that with my girlfriend a few months ago, and oh my good lord, I've wanted to be more of a Godzilla guy, just because, I mean, they're quintessential dad movies, you know? I kid, but good god, that movie was really good. I mean, I wasn't sure what to think of it when it was subtitled, since I don't typically go for foreign films. I know that sounds very, you know, American, not wanting to step out of my comfort zone of me, but I've just never really been able to get into sitting down for 2 hours and watching someone speak another language at me. But the movie overall, I think, was really great. Those are the only two movies I can think of that I saw that came out in the past 4 years. That's kind of sad. Alright, I feel like the joke has thoroughly run its course now at this point. I feel like a lot of the people have already turned off before I hit the 2 minute mark with this. This has been Get Spirited with Jonas. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and happy April 1st.
To learn more about me and my offerings, please visit rachelpearson.net. Get Spirited is edited and produced by Jonas Pearson.